Hey everyone, and welcome to this Breaking the Barrier mini. Andrew here. For those of you new to the podcast, a mini is where myself or Zach come on and talk about something that has affected us during the week, usually anywhere from a few minutes to maybe 15, 20 minutes these mini episodes can be. So today I wanted to come on and talk a little bit about the running community. So as you all know, I'm starting to get my distance back up. I'm training for this ultra marathon in October. I'm obviously training toward my race both in October and August, of course, and all of those races are competitive. So I'm doing the age group in August, I'm doing the age group competitive in the ultra marathon in October. Now that was not by choice, that was out of necessity because the open wave, unfortunately, there were no entries, so I had to enter age group. So I've been taking my running training a lot more seriously lately, of course. And I wanted to give a shout out to the amazing running community that I've been blessed with, specifically El Pace Pros. So you guys all know who you are. It was a really fun time. The other day, I woke up as, you know, at the earliest that I've gotten up to run in a very long time. So I was up at 6, which for many of you who run long distances, that's probably not really that early. When I was training for my first marathon, I was getting up as early as 4. So I got up at 6. I headed by invitation from Zach to co-host Zach, to the Yu Yangs to run in the morning with the guys. And, you know, he said, you know, we're just doing up and back, up and back of the Flinders Peak. And, you know, it's basically, it's 1.5 kilometers up, 1.5 kilometers down. You know, we basically kind of walked up, power hiked up, and ran down. We kind of did some bounding on the way down, which was a lot of fun. But the point is, it was amazing showing up that morning. You know, I was in my car, and I haven't run with these guys, I'd say, in over a year, year and a half at this point. You know, with everything that's going on with COVID. And even before then, you know, my schedule wasn't really allowing me to get to Park Run or WinFit. So I show up, I'm at the car park. I see the guys pull up. And it's Zach, it's Omar, Simon, Daryl. And they're just the guys. You know, I get out of my car and I wasn't, you know, you never know what to expect when you haven't run with people in a long time. But I got out of my car and it was as if no time had passed. They welcomed me back. They were excited to see me. They were asking all the questions about what's going on with my training and everything. And it was just great to run with them. It's very cool, the running community, that you can spend so much time away and then come back to it. And it's almost as if you've never left. Like running with those guys, it was so comfortable. It was so much fun. You know, Zach and I had a blast. We were, you know, just doing our thing. We were doing the running, which of course is that constant that brings us all together. So, you know, I guess the point of this mini episode is to let you know, if you have the opportunity to get to a running community, I know it's a tough time right now, but if you have the opportunity to hook up with a running community, I strongly suggest doing it. If Park Run is on where you're living, I strongly suggest doing it. If there are running groups where you are, I strongly suggest doing it, because the running community is such a beautiful thing, and it was a great, great reflection. You know, it's just something like that, it really motivates you to keep going. You know, I got up this morning and I ran my 18 kilometer long runs, the longest I've run in a long time. And I was massively sore because of all the bounding and the hiking yesterday. It was, you know, it's obviously not flat in the Yu Yangs, but that didn't matter. Like, as sore as I was, I still got up and I was motivated and I was excited to do it, because, you know, those little moments of running with your friends can just make all the difference in the world. It's just a beautiful thing. So I guess in closing, make sure that if you can get to a running community, do it. It's you will never look back. It's an amazing thing. So, look, thank you all so much for listening to this Breaking the Barrier mini, and I will catch you next time.